Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Macomb High School, the home of the Lady Panthers. It's Fort Recovery and Macomb in high school girls basketball this afternoon. Again, we'll be airing the IU game on our AM station at 1440 and 105.3 FM. Fort Recovery and Macomb here on the FM side at 100.9. This is about 2 hours from Portland, so a long way away. It's west of Findlay, Ohio, is where we're at. Out in the middle of nowhere, basically. A nice country community school here at Macomb. Fort Recovery won the junior varsity game 37-14. Let's try that again. 37-11 it was. Fort Recovery led 11-2 at the first quarter, led 17-5 at halftime, 23-8 after three, and again the final was 37-11. Fort Recovery was led in the JV game by Hope Wendell with 11. 8 points for Brenna Homan, 7 for Allie Vaughn, 6 for Paige Fortkamp, 3 points for Macy Day, and 2 for Elena Evers. Again, 37-11, the final score. Fort Recovery finishes their JV year at 18-3 on the season. About set for the varsity game here, the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Bannon would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians the best of luck in this afternoon's game. Go get them, Lady Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Bannon, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Bannon's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Chrissy Hart and Lori Tin. Dr. Bannon would love to be your family's dentist, the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Bannon. Inside move along the baseline, and Val Mullenkamp puts it up and in, and Fort Recovery takes a 2-0 lead over Macomb, and Macomb is being pressed here by the Lady Indians. They get it down across the timeline. Almost lost the ball. Back on the outside it goes. Alyssa Herr with it. Back over here on the right side to Mallory Schrader. She's dribbling out front. Schrader's only a freshman. Over on the left side to Lauren Grubb. Back out top to Schrader. Trying to pass inside, and Grace Tin broke it up. Picked up by Carly Stone of Fort Recovery. Carly gives it over to Grace Tin on the right side to Kiera Wendell. There's Olivia Patch to Grace Tin on the left. Fires at three-pointers. Not good. Rebound comes to Macomb. Once again, Kaya Wendell setting out the game again today, dealing with a stress fracture. They hope to have Kaya back for the tournament, which starts next Saturday. Fort Recovery's first tournament game will be at Allen East next Saturday night, which will be the championship of the sectional. And we'll have that game for you here on the radio on PG14 J Country 101 and FortRecoveryRadio.com. By the way, we're on FortRecoveryRadio.com also this afternoon, so welcome those of you listening on the internet. Free throw is up and good by Alyssa Herr of Macomb. She was fouled by Fort Recovery's Olivia Patch. Second free throw is no good. So 1 of 2 for her. Makes a score 2-1. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Grace 10 out front on the left side to Carly Stone. Carly cross-court pass to Grace 10. Fires a 3. Does not go. Rebound comes down to Macomb. Getting the board there was Alyssa Herr. Here comes Macomb down across the timeline. It's Schrader with the basketball. Mallory Schrader. She'll go to the hole. Puts it up and in. Mallory Schrader kind of out of control, but got the ball to go down, and Macomb takes the lead at 3-2 here in the first quarter. Brought to you by Calp Pharmacy. Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, and in Union City in Bern, Indiana. That's Calp Pharmacy. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Out front to Kiera Wendell. On the left to Grace 10. Down low to Carly Stone. Carly in the lane. Feeds on the backside of the defense to Val Mullenkamp. Banks it off the glass. Will not go down. Rebound comes to Mallory Schrader. Mallory walks the ball across the timeline. Passing on the left side to Lauren Grubb. Down on the baseline it goes to Hannah Schrader. And the ball is loose and picked up. And a foul is going to be called, apparently. Going to call that on Hannah Schrader of Macomb. That is her first personal foul. So Fort Recovery has the ball here, trailing 3-2 to the Macomb Lady Panthers. Fort Recovery, a very nice record of 16-5 on the season. Macomb is 7-14, so this should not be a game, but right now it is. Here's Grace Tan, a three-pointer. She gets it. The all-time leader in three-point shots for Fort Recovery connects. Here's a shot from the left side. Three-pointers no good by McCombs. Hannah Schrader goes out of bounds, untouched by anybody else. It'll be given to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Again, Lindsey Green is our studio producer back in Portland. Neil Spencer is here at the game site at Macomb. Fort Recovery Radio will have the boys game for you on the radio tonight, on the internet tonight. Val Mullenkamp turns, fires, hits a 10-footer, and the Lady Indians take a 7-3 lead now. Val has 4 points and stolen away by Kiara Wendell. Kiara comes down to Grace 10. Grace dribbling, cross-court pass to Val Mullenkamp, right side, three-point shots, no good. Rebound comes to Macomb, to Hannah Schrader. Again, Cal Pharmacy is our first quarter scoreboard sponsor here from Macomb High School. Again, we're west of Finley. There's a three-pointer up and good by Kalinda Duran. Catalina Duran, I believe it is. And Val Mullenkamp has the ball knocked out of her hands, and Macomb steals it. Fort Recovery leading by only one here, 7-6. Macomb with the basketball. We're in the first quarter, 3:45 to go in the quarter. Outside with the ball is Catalina Duran. She dribbles to the right side, almost lost it, picks it up, passes off to Schrader, Mallory Schrader. Now back over on the left side to Lauren Grubb. Ball's loose, and they're going to save it just barely. Catalina Duran able to save it. Now she fires the three, top of the key is no good. Ball bounces out of bounds off of Macomb. It'll be given to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. You know, for handicapped medical equipment, depend on Calp Pharmacy's Handicapped Medical Equipment Center at the south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. You'll find all kinds of handicapped medical equipment at their center there on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Olivia Patch will cross court pass to Kiara Wendell. Here's Carly Stone to Val Mullenkamp. Back out to Kiara. Grace 10 on a three, and she got it. Grace Tanner's second three of the quarter, and that makes it now 10-6. Fort Recovery's up by 4 points. Macomb, though, pretty pesky little team here so far. Right side, down along the lane, ball's loose. Mad scramble. It's going to be a jump ball. Olivia Patch ties up Macomb, ties up Lauren Grubb, and it'll go to Macomb on the jump ball situation. Once again, 10-6, Fort Recovery up by four. Here's a three-point shot left side. Good. Catalina Duran scoring. That's her second three. And Fort Recovery calls timeout. Timeout on the court. Fort Recovery is leading 10-9 with 2:35 to go here in the first quarter of play on the Calp Pharmacy scoreboard.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy will be celebrating with Heart Healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February from 7 a.m. till 9 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy and Fort Recovery will be offering $5 lipid blood panels, blood pressure checks, and medication checkups with a pharmacist. Registration is required. Pre-register with your Kalp Pharmacy pharmacist in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Jay County had two wrestlers in the state wrestling meet today, Mason Winter and Gavin Hare. If you've tuned in for wrestling coverage, we are not going to be doing any more of that today. But our sister station up in Bern, Indiana, 92.7, has complete coverage of the state wrestling meet. And Gavin and Mason will be wrestling some more today. They did lose their first round matches today, so they can place no higher than fifth place in the state wrestling meet today. But that would be wonderful if they did. And here's Val Mullenkamp getting a rebound shot, and she has 6 points in the quarter, and it's now 12-9. So, again, if you want to listen to state wrestling coverage, 92.7 FM. And again, IU basketball coming up on our AM station at 1440 and 105.3 FM. McComb with the basketball. The Lady Panthers outside three-point shot is no good by Mallory Schrader. Ball's tipped out of bounds, and they say it went off of Grace 10 and will be given to the McComb Lady Panthers. This is the final game of the year for Fort Recovery in the regular season. Again, our next game will be sectional championship game next Saturday at Allen East, 7 o'clock. Well, I'm not sure the exact starting time. I shouldn't say that, but I know it'll be next Saturday, and we'll have it right here on the radio. Stolen by Grace 10 on the inbounds pass. Right side it goes to Brooke Collig, who came in the game. Out front, Carly Stone. Carly dribbles around, lost the ball, picks it up, feeds it back outside. Kiara Wendell picks it up. On the left, Brooke Collig into Val Mollenkamp. Olivia Patch went out of the contest when Brooke Collig came in. Kiara Wendell on the left. There's Collig in the left corner. She dribbles back out, stops, passes off to Carly Stone. Carly will go to Grace 10, who drives in and has the ball stolen away, but they say a foul is called on Catalina Duran. So Catalina picks up her first personal foul, and Grace 10 will go to the free throw line here for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Grace has 6 points in the game, and now seven. Again, she holds all the records there are to hold for three-point shooters in Fort Recovery girls basketball history, including the most number of threes in a single game, which was seven, set earlier this year, I think against Crestview. Got the second free throw. It's 14-9, and Grace 10 has 8 points of those 14. We just have two scores. Val Mollenkamp with six, Grace 10 with eight. Inside, back on the left, there's a drive and a shot's up and good. Nice play there by McComb as Olivia Meals scoring. There's a shot up and good by Carly Stone. That makes it now 16-11, a five-point lead. Right side, back outside. McComb with the ball. Down to 25 seconds left in the first quarter on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Don't forget the Cal Pharmacy location in Fort Recovery is open many weeknights until 8 o'clock for your convenience. Cal Pharmacy, many locations, including their home base in Fort Recovery. Inside shots up and good. Olivia Meals scoring. That makes it now 16-13. A long shot at the gun by Grace Chan, no good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. Fort Recovery with a lead, but I'll tell you, McComb is being pesky. It's Fort Recovery 16 and McComb 13 after the first quarter. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more coming up. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget they have a weekly prescription program. They will deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist how you can sign up for their weekly prescription program.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. The most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, you know, we played McComb in football back in 2015 when Fort Recovery won the state championship. We beat them at Lima Senior that year in a thrilling football game. So we played McComb before, and we played them last year in basketball at Fort Recovery. And this year at McComb, and I hear this might be the last of the, just too far away, 2 hours, hour 45, whatever, to get here. There's Olivia Patch up and in, right side 12-footer. Olivia Patch with her first basket to make it 18-13 on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. Again, thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter sponsor. Here's a shot that's blocked and picked up by Kiara Wendell on the left to Carly Stone. Stone back out top. Over on the right side. Brooke Collig back out to Carly Stone. Back to Brooke Collig inside. And there is a kicking the ball called on McComb, so Fort Recovery will have it out of bounds. 18-13. Outside pass to Kiara Wendell over on the right side. Allie Vaughn in the game now for Fort Recovery. Olivia Patch to Carly Stone. Carly in the lane, and she pops a 12-footer and got it. Carly Stone with her second basket of the evening. Of the afternoon. And it's now 20-13. Fort Recovery starting to pull away a little bit here against the McComb Lady Panthers. Here's a drive and a foul is going to be called on Fort Recovery. Going to call that on Allie Vaughn. And going to the free throw line for McComb will be Alyssa Hare, or her. Alyssa Herr will have two free throws. First one's in the air and got it. That's 2 points for her this afternoon on two free throws. She's two out of three at the line so far. She will have one more, and it is no good this time. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Down come the Lady Indians. Brooke Collig over on the right. She will pass to Olivia Patch at the free throw line. Back out to Allie Vaughn on the left side to Kiara Wendell. There's Carly Stone down low. Turns, fires, and 12-footer misses. Rebound, nice rebound by Brooke Collig of the Lady Indians. Olivia Patch back out to Carly Stone. Stone lost the handle on it, stops, feeds off to Brooke Collig. Collig takes it back outside. Back to Carly Stone. Around the horn it goes into Olivia Patch in the lane. Went through her hands, and McComb picks it up on the turnover. And now Fort Recovery tips it out of bounds. So it's going to be the McComb basketball. 20-14 Fort Recovery lead with 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service quarter. And McComb turns it over. Don't forget, for New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. There's Val Mollenkamp inside, up and no good. Rebound comes down to McComb, as it was Alyssa Herr who got the board. 20-14, I should say. McComb works the basketball on the outside. With it is Catalina Duran over in the right corner to Mallory Schrader, and she's going to be called for traveling. Yeah, that was a right call. Just lost her balance. Actually, she wasn't sure who she was going to pass it to, and kind of in the hesitation of trying to pass to one player or another, she traveled with the ball. Cross-court pass to Grace 10 on the right. Three-point shot is wide open, and she drains it. Three threes for Grace. Hey, let's set a record today, Grace. Seven is the all-time record, which she set earlier this year for number of threes in a game. She has three already. Here's the ball tipped out of bounds by Fort Recovery. It'll be given to McComb underneath their own basket. Check out the new endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Built tough with poultry growers in mind. K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Here's a nice shot in the lane, up and good by Alyssa Herr. Almost a little hook shot there. 23-16. Fort Recovery's lead is back to 7. That 9-point lead a moment ago was our biggest lead of the game. Right side to Val Mollenkamp, and they're going to call 3 seconds in the lane on Fort Recovery. Turnover, Lady Indians, and McComb will have the basketball. Once again, I will remind you, tonight's game in the game between McComb and Fort Recovery, which will be right here at the same gym in the boys' game, can be heard at FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. That's FortRecoveryRadio.com. There's Mallory Schrader scoring to make it 23-18, and McComb, with four straight points, is back to within 5 points. Left side, Carly Stone fakes the shot, dribbles. Cross-court pass to Grace Penn. Knocked away and intercepted by McCombs, Lauren Grubb. And here come the Lady Panthers. All the way to the hole, shots fired up. Off-balance shots no good by Mallory Schrader. Rebound, Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp will bring it down for the Lady Indians here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Port Recovery leading 23-18. Left side to Olivia Patch. Passing to Valerie Mollenkamp. Back outside to Carly Stone. Stone back underneath to Olivia Patch. Stops, dribbles, back out to Stone. Fires, and no good. Rebound off. Oh, it's out of bounds. Actually off of Allie Vaughn. It'll be given to McComb. And I think we have a timeout. Yep, timeout here on the floor. So we'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this break. Port Recovery basketball from McComb High School this afternoon.
Spring will be here before you know it. Call Nature's Green Nursery just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for all of your outdoor needs. From enjoying new trees, shrubs, and flowers to patios, seat walls, and the soothing tranquility of a water feature or the warmth of a fire pit. Nature's Green Nursery, State Route 119, just east of Fort Recovery. Join the Pacasat Gas Club at a Pacasat convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pacasat website, pacasat.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pacasat, there's one near you.
There's a three-point shot by McComb. As time is back in, Lauren Grubb missing that, and it goes out of bounds off of Carly Stone. So with the basketball here will be McComb underneath their own hoop. Inbounds pass comes in there to Alyssa Herr. Back out Mallory Schrader, top of the key. It's no good. Bounced up and actually hit the support wire on the bank board, so that's out of bounds, and it'll be given to Fort Recovery. No press, 23-18, Fort Recovery, only leading by five. Kind of a surprise. I thought the Lady Indians might have an easier time, but not so far. Here's Val Mollenkamp up, no good off the back of the rim. Got her own rebound. Back out to Grace 10. She'll fire a three. No good off the front of the rim. Knocked out of bounds. He's going to get it. It'll be McComb with the basketball. Tossing it in here will be Maddie Buck, a sophomore who just came in the game for McComb. McComb again only 7-14 on the year. Lady Indians are 16-5. There's a loose ball picked up by Val Mollenkamp. Turnover McComb, and her foul is going to be called. Nope, no foul. No foul call. Going down to the floor was Alyssa Herr. She apparently got knocked in the face inadvertently, and no foul was called, though, and she's up and okay. Kiara Wendell with the basketball. On the left side it goes to Grace 10. Grace cross-court pass to Carly Stone. Carly goes down to Val Mollenkamp, turns, fires, hits. Val Mollenkamp with her eighth point of the game. She had six in the first quarter, and it's 25-18 now. Lady Indians are up by seven. McComb with the basketball. Mallory Schrader down the lane and scoops it up and in. Mallory Schrader now with six, and it's 25-20. McComb just keeps hanging around here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Kiara Wendell on a three, and she rattles it home. Kiara Wendell gets her first basket of the game. And McComb just threw it away. Unforced turnover. So that's a break for Fort Recovery here. See Artsway Portable Grinder Mixers, the feed industry's gold standard from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. It's Artsway. Right side, Grace 10. Back out to Kiara Wendell. On the left side to Brooke Collig. Collig will feed to Kiara Wendell. Over to Grace 10. Cross-court pass to Collig. Collig dribbling the ball, passing to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp comes back around, pops the shot up from 5 feet, and got it to go down. Val with 10 points now on the afternoon. And the Lady Indian lead is at 10, which is the biggest of the game now. And McComb turned it away. Allie Vaughn intercepts or comes up with the loose ball. Kiara Wendell on the right side to Grace 10. Back out top. Allie Vaughn on the left to Kiara Wendell. Underneath. Oh, Val Mollenkamp missed the layup, and she's going to be called for a foul on the rebound. Ouch. How many times do you see that happen? A lot. Tough break there for Val Mollenkamp. She is called for the foul. That's her first. Beautiful play, though, by Fort Recovery. Just didn't go. Fort Recovery led 16-13 at the first quarter. They lead by 10 now, 30-20, with a minute 15 to go here in the first half of play in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Out front with the basketball. Alexis Shoup from McComb, who is in the game for the first time here. Mallory Schrader to Alexis Shoup. Back to Schrader. Schrader inside. Can't shoot over Val Mollenkamp. Tries to pass outside and does. And the foul's going to be called on Brooke Collig now as she bumped into Hannah Schrader trying to steal the ball. On the sideline with 48 seconds remaining here in the first half. You know, for outstanding service for your farm equipment, depend on K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And there is a foul called on Val Mollenkamp. Reaching in on Alyssa Herr. And you know, even though it's still February, springtime's not that far away, so now's the time to get your lawn and garden equipment ready to go. Don't wait until everybody else is trying to do that. Why not do it now? Give K&L Tractor Sales and Service a call. Make your service appointment for your lawn and garden equipment so it's ready to go when that grass starts growing. Inside, back outside. Mallory Schrader, three-pointer does not go. Rebound comes down to McComb. Olivia Meals came up with it. Now it's stolen away by Grace 10. Grace will bring it down, 30 seconds. Let's see what the Lady Indians decide to do here, leading by 10. They're going to shoot for the last, take the last shot here. Left side it goes to Brooke Collig. Collig back out to Carly Stone. Carly dribbling the ball in the midcourt area. Now goes down the lane, stops and fires and hits. Carly Stone connects with 7 seconds to go. And Fort Recovery pressing, and they commit a foul on the press. I believe Brooke Collig got called for the foul. No. It is not. It was on McComb, actually. On Hannah Schrader of McComb. So Fort Recovery gets the ball back. Time to score again. Grace 10 puts it up. No good. And that's the end of the quarter. Comes to an end, and Fort Recovery leading by 12, 32-20. Starting to pull away a little bit now here in the ball game. Again, Fort Recovery trying to close out the year with a win, which would make their record 17-5. McComb coming in here at 7-14. Again, thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, for new Endurance line of litter spreaders, the New Holland and Kloss Farm equipment, and, of course, those Artsway portable grinder mixers. It's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment here at the McComb High School. Again, in McComb, Ohio, which is west of Findlay, about an hour and 45 minutes from Fort Recovery. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, Joe, what are all the cows doing in your front yard?
Moo!
I'm attaching them to snow shovels so they can plow the snow away. Would you like to buy one? I can sell you one with or without the shovel.
Oh, brother. Folks, be prepared in whatever job you plan to tackle. Make sure you have the right equipment and do it safely. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Moo! Moo!
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. Our gifts express feelings of love, friendship, appreciation, and congratulations, and they're perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, and many more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery in Arcanum, Ohio, Union City in Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And I'd like to invite you to test drive a Boomer compact tractor from New Holland. You'll find there's simply nothing difficult about it. Boomer compact tractors are the definition of ease. With intuitive controls, unmatched visibility, easy to use transmissions and engines, with a completely automatic emission system. You even get the peace of mind of Boomer Guard 6, the 6-year limited warranty. Test drive a Boomer compact tractor today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Macomb High School, it's halftime. Fort Recovery leading 32-20 right now. Again, glad to have you with us on PG14 J Country 101. Actually, our AM station is featuring IU this afternoon. IU has a game, and that is coming up here at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. We'll be here at Macomb High School with Fort Recovery's basketball game coming your way. The rest of the half, the second half coming up here in just a moment. Let me take a look at the halftime stats. Again, Fort Recovery led 16-13 at the first quarter break, and they lead 32-20 here at halftime, outscoring Macomb 16-7 in that, once again, second quarter of play. As far as the scoring individually is concerned, Fort Recovery is being led by Val Mollenkamp and Grace 10. Grace 10 has 11 points on three threes and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line today. Val Mollenkamp has 10 points on 5 2-point goals. Carly Stone has 6 points on 3 2-point goals. Kiara Wendell has a 3-point shot, and Olivia Patch has 2 points. So that's your scoring for Fort Recovery. A total again of 32 here at halftime. For the Macomb Lady Panthers, they are led in scoring here. Let's see, we got Catalina Duran with 6. Also Mallory Schrader with 6 points. It's 4 points for Olivia Meals. Also 4 points for Alyssa Hare. She had a field goal and 2 out of 4 at the free throw line. And that's your scoring for the Macomb Lady Panthers. Again, Macomb coming in with record of 7-14 coming into the game this afternoon. Fort Recovery 16-5. We'll be back and tell you how the reserve game went. It was another Fort Recovery win. They finished their season with a very nice record of 18-3 on the year, and we'll tell you about that right after this.
Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stoglin, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy will be celebrating with Heart Healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February from 7 a.m. till 9 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery will be offering $5 lipid blood panels, blood pressure checks, and medication checkups with a pharmacist. Registration is required. Pre-register with your Kalp Pharmacy pharmacist in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And I'd like to invite you to test drive a Boomer compact tractor from New Holland. You'll find there's simply nothing difficult about it. Boomer compact tractors are the definition of ease. With intuitive controls, unmatched visibility, easy-to-use transmissions and engines, with a completely automatic emission system. You even get the peace of mind of Boomer Guard 6, the 6-year limited warranty. Test drive a Boomer compact tractor today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 Series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter, too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Many of the Fort Recovery fans who are here this afternoon are planning to stick around and stay for the boys' game tonight. We do remind you, if you're not coming up for the boys' game, you can hear it at FortRecoveryRadio.com this evening. Again, FortRecoveryRadio.com. In the reserve game today, Fort Recovery won 37-11. Lady Indians led 11-2 at the first quarter, 17-5 at halftime, 23-8 after three, and again, the final was 37-11. Fort Recovery was led by Hope Wendell with 11 points. Also chipping in with 8 points was Brenna Holman, 7 points for Allie Vaughn, 6 points for Paige Ford Camp, 3 for Macy Day, and 2 for Alina Evers. Again, Fort Recovery defeating Macomb 37-11. They finished their year, Fort Recovery does, with a super record of 18-3 on the season. This is the last regular season game for 3 Fort Recovery seniors today. Those are Grace 10. Grace is the daughter of Kenny and Judy 10. Grace took part in basketball for 4 years here at Fort Recovery, earning 4 letters. Grace holds records for 3-pointers in a game with 7 3-pointers in a season with 55. She also competed in volleyball 2 years and softball for 1 year. Grace is a member of the National Honor Society and hopes to attend college and major in nursing, but she's not sure exactly yet where that's going to be. Again, that's Grace 10. Kaya Wendell, she's not playing again today because of a stress fracture, but she hopes to be back for tournament play. Kaya is the daughter of Scott and Kim Wendell. Kaya has participated in basketball for 4 years and has 3 varsity letters. She also competed for the Indian volleyball team for 4 years, where she earned another 3 letters. She competed in track for 2 years, receiving 2 letters. Kaya's future plans to attend Owens Community College to major in exercise science and continue her volleyball career at Owens Community College. That's Kaya Wendell. And then our final senior is Carly Stone. Carly, the daughter of Steve and Nikki Stone. Carly's a 4-year member of the basketball team, earning 4 varsity letters. She also received 4 letters in volleyball over 4 years. Participated in swimming 1 year and softball 1 year. Carly's a member of the National Honor Society. After graduation, Carly plans to attend an undecided college at this time and study landscape architecture or radiology. That's Carly Stone, our third senior, playing her last regular season game of her Indian career here today. This is the final regular season game for Fort Recovery. Moving to the third quarter, the action has just started. Macomb with the ball. It's knocked loose by Olivia Patch, and Carly Stone comes up with the basketball. Our third quarter is brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Cooper Farms is doing employment interviews in Portland this coming week. They have a trailer set up at Cook's Nurseries lot on West Votaw Street. Stop by and apply for a nice job at Cooper Farms as Carly Stone gets the first basket of the second half for Fort Recovery. That's 8 points now for Carly, and it's 34-20. Macomb with the basketball. Hannah Schrader with it back outside. Over on the right to Catalina Duran. Now she'll pass off. It's up and banked in by Alyssa Hare. Or her, I should say. Alyssa Her. She spells her name H-E-R-R. And pronounces it her. 34-22. Here's Val Mollenkamp firing from the free throw line. No good. And a jump ball between Olivia Patch and her. And so it'll be Fort Recovery's basketball in the alternating possession. And Carly Stone will toss it in here. Inbounds pass comes to Val Mollenkamp back outside to Grace 10. On the left to Carly Stone. Carly firing and missing. Rebound comes down to Olivia Patch. Patch to Kaya Wendell. Here's Carly Stone back to Kaya Wendell on the right. Passing to Val Mollenkamp at the free throw line. Right side to Grace 10. It's up and good. Almost a three, but not quite. Grace 10 gets a two-point basket, making it 36-22. Fort Recovery by 14 now. Grace has three-pointers in this game. They came in the first half. Again, the next game for Fort Recovery sectional championship next Saturday night at Allen East. We'll have the game for you here on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.net. FortRecoveryRadio.com, I should say. There's a shot up in the lane by Mallory Schrader, and she has 8 points now. Back outside to Kiara Wendell. Kiara between the circles, right side to Carly Stone, to Val Mollenkamp. Now into Olivia Patch. Puts it up, no good, but she is fouled on the play. And Olivia will be at the free throw line for her first free throws of the afternoon. On our stations tonight, we'll have Jay County basketball, Jay County and Homestead, and the home game for Jay County. JV game at 6 tonight with the varsity game to follow at 7:30. Again, Fort Recovery's boys are right here at Macomb. And that game starts at 6 with the JV varsity at 7:30. And again, you can hear the Fort Recovery Macomb game at FortRecoveryRadio.com. Patch hits, I think, one of two free throws there. So Macomb has the basketball inside to her, back outside. Three-point shots, no good. Rebound chased down by Kiara Wendell. Kiara gets the ball back, top of the key on the left side to Grace 10. Back on the right to Carly Stone. Carly inside. Val Mollenkamp now in the corner. There's Grace 10, a three-pointer. Four threes. Just three-pointers away from tying her school record of 7. And four away from setting a new school record. Here is the ball stolen by Carly Stone. She races down, stops, fires, hits. Carly Stone scoring. That makes it now 42-24. Lady Indians starting to pull away here now. After Macomb, a pretty pesky little team, hung with us for quite a while. Right side three-point shot is no good. Rebound comes to Grace 10 as Catalina Duran missed that one. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, which finds Fort Recovery leading by a 42-24 margin. And Grace 10 had the ball taken away, but Macomb is called for traveling when Mallory Schrader went to the floor. That probably should have been a jump ball call there, but the official let it go a little bit longer, and then it turned out to be a negative for Macomb, which we're not going to complain about. But Grace 10 cross-court pass on the right side to Kiara Wendell, back out top to Grace 10. Again, Kaya Wendell's not playing again today, recovering from a stress fracture. Inside, Olivia Patch puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Macomb. Mallory Schrader brings the ball down across the timeline. Right side it goes. With the ball there is Lauren Grubb. She's dribbling. Back outside to Mallory Schrader. Lost the ball but picks it back up. And a foul's called on Carly Stone. 3:40 left to go here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. You know, for your corn marketing needs, call Cooper Farms. They'd love to buy your corn. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, 800-637-7161. 800-637-7161 for Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Inside, there's her. She'll put it up and miss. Rebound, Carly Stone of Fort Recovery, as Alyssa Herr missed that close-in shot. And we've got some subs coming in for Fort Recovery now. I see Allie Vaughn and Brooke Colliger ready to report in down there. There's the ball being tipped out of bounds by Macomb. And subs coming in. Kiara Wendell and Olivia Patch go out. Allie Vaughn and Brooke Colleague coming in to the contest. Outside pass to Grace 10 on the left. Now down low to Carly Stone. Back out to Grace 10. Now back down low to Brooke Colleague. Back outside to Grace 10 again. She'll fire a three. No good. A little long. Rebound Brooke Colleague up and no good. And she is fouled as they're going to call Alyssa Herr with a foul. And Brooke Colleague will go to the free throw line. Don't forget Cooper Farms Processing Plant in St. Henry, as well as Cooper Farms and Fort Recovery. Both are hiring now. Check out the employment opportunities at Cooper Farms in both St. Henry and Fort Recovery. Brooke Colleague hits the free throw. That's her first point of the evening, or of the afternoon. Makes it 43-24. This will give the Indians their biggest lead of the game at 20, and she does. Of course, Brooke is only a sophomore. Val Mollenkamp's only a sophomore. Olivia Patch is only a sophomore. Kiara Wendell's only a freshman. So, pretty young ball club for the Lady Indians. And timeout is called for Macomb. 44-24. The Lady Indians of Fort Recovery are leading here. We'll be back in a moment at Macomb High School. We have 2:47 left to go here in this third quarter of play.
Spring will be here before you know it. Call Nature's Green Nursery just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for all of your outdoor needs. Nature's Green Nursery can design and install your outdoor landscape lighting to give your property a special look and feel. And Nature's Green also offers very high-quality outdoor furniture and dining sets. Nature's Green Nursery, State Route 119, just east of Fort Recovery. Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Action back in here. Fort Recovery knocks the ball out of bounds. Macomb will keep possession. They trail 44-24. Fort Recovery moving towards their 17th win of the year, 17-5. Many of those five losses were close ones. Inbounds pass for Macomb comes into Olivia Meals. She's hung up outside, guarded by Grace 10. And finally gets it away, and now it's knocked away by Val Mollenkamp, picked up by Macomb. Alyssa Herr goes down the lane, and she is fouled by Val Mollenkamp. So Alyssa Herr will go to the free throw line here. Once again, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. And again, if you'd like to apply for a Cooper Farms job, they have an employment trailer parked at Cook's Nursery this coming week on West Votaw Street. Now, taking applications right there at the temporary trailer at Cook's Nursery. First free throw's up and good by Alyssa Herr. She will have one more. She has a total of 7 points on the day now, and here's one more. It is up and good. That makes it an 18-point game again at 44-26. Fort Recovery will bring the ball up here. Across the timeline is Kiara Wendell. Right side it goes to Brooke Colleague. Back to Kiara. Now down to Grace 10 in the right corner. Feeding in to Olivia Patch. Underneath to Allie Vaughn. It's up partially blocked. No good. Knocked out of bounds. They say Fort Recovery touched the ball last. Once again, Lindsey Green is our studio producer in Portland, and Neil Spencer here at the game site at Macomb for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Left side, underneath, shots fired up, partially blocked by Fort Recovery. Who's going to come up with it? They say it was last touched by Allie Vaughn, who was scrambling to try to get the ball. So Macomb will toss it in here. Going there to the baseline is Maddie Buck to throw the ball in. and gets it in, and Brooke Colling knocked it away, and Brooke's going to be called for a foul. They say she went over the back of Hannah Schrader of Macomb, so it'll be out of bounds. Not a shooting foul yet here, not a 1-1. Again, Fort Recovery's boys will be right here tonight at the same gym playing Macomb. That game can be heard at FortRecoveryRadio.com this evening. Here's a loose ball. Stop. Macomb gets it back, and they throw it away. Fort Recovery with the basketball. ...44-26 score. Lady Indians will bring it up. Grace Ten is out of the game now, for at the moment anyway, taking a rest. Carly Stone back outside and threw it away. Turnover, Fort Recovery. 1:26 remaining here in the Cooper Farms. Third quarter of play. Lady Indians on top, 44-26 over Macomb. Here's a pass down low. Shots scooped up, no good. Rebound blocked by Brooke Colling. And Olivia Patch came up with the ball. She hands it off to Carly Stone. Stone comes down across the timeline. Moves to the right of the top of the key. Now goes all the way underneath. Pops a five-footer. Missed it. Rebound back out to Allie Vaughn. Kiara Wendell on the left to Brooke Colling. She'll fire a three, and she got it. Brooke Colling on a three. That gives her 5 points on the day. And it's 47-26 as Fort Recovery gets their biggest lead of the game at 21 points. There's a shot up. No good. Rebound Kiara Wendell on the missed shot of Catalina Duran. Left side to Brooke Colling. Colling between the circles. Right side to Kiara Wendell. Over to Allie Vaughn on the right wing. Down low. There's Carly Stone firing a baseline shot. It's no good. Rebound comes to Macomb to Olivia Meals. And stolen by Kiara Wendell. She comes down. She'll lay it up and got it. Kiara Wendell with 5 points now on the day. 49-26. Lady Indians by 23 here in the third quarter. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Down low. Back outside. Right side is up and good. Lauren Grubb scoring for Macomb to make the score at the end of the third quarter. Fort Recovery 49 and Macomb 28. We'll return in a moment here at the Macomb High School, located west of Findlay, about an hour and 45 minutes from good old Fort Recovery. And we'll be back right after we pause for this commercial break.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Okay, here we go with Macomb with the basketball to start your fourth quarter. Brought to you by Fort Recovery Lumber for quality building materials, including those Anderson energy-saving windows. It's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And Kiara Wendell just stole the ball away, and then she was fouled by Mallory Schrader. So Fort Recovery will have the basketball, leading 49-28. Kiara Wendell at the free throw line. Might have traveled, but she threw it away anyway. Macomb with the basketball. Down they come. Lays it up. No good. Knocked out of bounds by Fort Recovery. Driving in there and almost getting a basket was Lauren Grubb, but one of the Lady Indians knocked it away. And Macomb will have it out of bounds. Grubb will toss in right underneath. Mental mistake there for Fort Recovery as Olivia Meals is wide open. Make it 49-30. Right side to Grace Ten, who's back in the game. There's Olivia Patch in the middle. and she traveled with the basketball. Olivia travels, and she will go down the court to the other end. Fort Recovery is going to call timeout here, so timeout on the court. Fort Recovery leading 49-30 with 7:19 to go in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fourth quarter of play, again, for outstanding Anderson Energy Saving Windows and Doors. It's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We'll return in a moment right after we pause for this from our friends at Calp Pharmacy.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. Our gifts are perfect for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery in Arcanum, Ohio, Union City in Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Well, action back in. McCombs, Mallory Schrader just missed a shot. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Grace 10, right side to Brooke Colley. Here's Carly Stone, top of the key. Right side to Grace 10, dribbling the ball. Now cross-court pass to Carly Stone on the left wing. Carly will pass back out to Kiara Wendell. Back to Stone on the left wing to Livia Patch. Back outside to Kiara Wendell. There's Grace 10 on a three, and she got it again. Grace 10 with five threes in the game. She's just two away from tying her own record of seven. 52-30. Fort Recovery by 22 points. 6:35 to go here. And McComb just threw it away. Here in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. You know, Fort Recovery Lumber Company will be happy to design a particular project you have in mind. They'll not only design the project, but then they'll be happy to provide those building materials to build the project once the design is completed. Ask the Fort Recovery Lumber Company about their design services. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. There's a three up and good again by Grace 10. That gives her six threes on the day, just one away from tying her school record. And McComb calls timeout. Timeout, McComb. We'll be back with more here in Fort Recovery. I should say, I wish it was in Fort Recovery. We're 2 hours away here in McComb, Ohio. We'll be back in a moment. Timeout on the court. Fort Recovery leads 55-30.
Hey, Joe, what are all the cows doing in your front yard?
Moo, moo.
I'm attaching them to snow shovels so they can plow the snow away. Would you like to buy one? I can sell you one with or without the shovel.
Oh, brother. Folks, be prepared in whatever job you plan to tackle. Make sure you have the right equipment and do it safely. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Moo, moo.
Fort Recovery won the reserve game tonight as Fort Recovery won that one by a score of 37-11. Again, leading the reserve team was Hope Wendell with 11. Brenna Homan had 8, 7 for Allie Vaughn, and 6 for Paige Fortkamp. 3 points for Macy Day with 3, and 2 points for Alina Evers. McComb with the basketball as we resume action here. Right side stolen away by Carly Stone. Way to go, Carly. Here come the Lady Indians up the court. Left side, Grace 10. Oh, come on, Grace, take the shot. She passes off, gets it back. Grace 10 dribbling, passing on the left to Kiara Wendell. Fires it up from 15, does not get it. Rebound and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Val Mollenkamp. And one of the Lady Panthers is injured on the court there. Again, on wrestling today, it's not been a good day for Jay County's two wrestlers who were in the state wrestling meet. And again, if you want to hear full coverage of wrestling, our sister station up in Bern, WZBD at 92.7, has complete, comprehensive, full coverage going on all day today. Gavin Hare lost his first match in the competition today. And he wrestled a young man from Lebanon High School. And then Gavin has an opportunity to wrestle back for fifth place. Unfortunately, he lost his second match, so he'll be wrestling for seventh. And the same thing happened to Mason Winter. Mason lost his first match today, and he lost his second match, so he'll be wrestling also for seventh place. That would equal the placing of a year ago for Mason. Regardless, either way, the two kids are getting their medals, state medals, as they can finish no worse than eighth. So congratulations to Mason Winter on Gavin Hare on a great year. Just kind of a disappointing day today for them, but they'll be a tomorrow, and not for Gavin Hare. This is his senior year. But as far as, once again, Mason Winter, he's only a sophomore, so he'll be back for two more seasons. Still dealing with the injured player on the court here, who looks like she got popped in the face. We'll be back in a moment after this. Our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor, our friends at Fort Recovery Lumber Company.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Looks like it might be a knee injury now. It's kind of hard to tell here. And one of the Macomb players is down on the floor underneath the Fort Recovery into the court. I think they're going to help her up now. She will probably not come in anymore. That turned out to be Lauren Grubb. I'm sure she will not be coming in anymore, as we only have about 5 minutes and 5:45 to go here in the game. And once again tonight on FortRecoveryRadio.com, you can hear the Fort Recovery Macomb boys basketball game. And we'll have the Jay County games with Homestead on 100.9 and 1440 AM and 105.3 tonight, starting at 6 o'clock for that coverage. Same thing on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Their coverage starts at 6 o'clock as well with the B game. And here's Alyssa Herr scoring for Macomb. Makes it 55-32. Fort Recovery with the ball. Val Mollenkamp with it on the baseline. Dribbles underneath. Has it knocked away and stolen by Herr. And here comes Macomb. Outside, three-point shot is good. Oh, no, it's no good. Take it back. It missed. I thought it went in. Grace Tan came up with the ball. Carly Stone back outside to Kiara Wendell. Here's Grace Tan on the right, firing a three. It goes! Number seven. She's one away from breaking her own record. That ties the school record of seven threes in the contest. 58-32, 4:52 to go here in the fourth quarter. And I see Coach Vaughn and Coach Patch over there talking about whether they should leave Grace in or not. Here's a shot up, no good. Rebound, Grace 10 with the ball. Grace will come down with the basketball. Feeds on the left side to Kiara Wendell. Back to Val Mollenkamp. She'll fire a three. It's no good. Rebound comes to Macomb. 4:28 remaining. Here's a shot fired up, and it's good. On the Macomb end by Mallory Schrader. And gives her 10 points on the day. And 58-34, Fort Recovery with the basketball. Once again, Grace 10 has tied the school record with 7 3-pointers here. And there's a ball knocked out of bounds. Got a couple of subs coming in. And they're going to take Grace 10 out. Boo! Grace 10 gets a nice round of applause. I say boo because I was hoping she'd get a school record again today, but seven threes for Grace Tan, tying the school record I think it came on the first game of the year. She against Crestview, she had seven, and had happens here on the last game of the regular season. Congratulations to Grace 10, a great game today. She had 21 plus 4, 25 points on the day. Here's Olivia Patch coming back in. So we've got Val Mollenkamp, Olivia Patch, Brooke Collig, Kiera Wendell, and here's a shot underneath by Olivia Patch. Can't get it to go. Rebound McComb. And Brenna Holman is now in the game also for Fort Recovery. At the other end, it's up and good by McComb, by Hannah Schrader. That's her first basket of the day. That makes it 58-36. Fort Recovery by 22. Brooke Collig on the right, back outside to Val Mollenkamp. Val dribbling the ball. Stops. Knocked away. Olivia Patch picks it up. Fort Recovery Lumber Company, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor for those famous and energy-saving Anderson windows and doors. It's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Here's a shot up. No good. From the right side by Brenna Holman. Rebound, Olivia Patch. Puts it up, and she traveled. No basket. Down to 3 minutes to go in the game, 58-36. Coach Patch was complaining about the call. But you know who's going to win the argument. The official always wins. Down comes McComb with the basketball. Three-point shot. Right side is off the mark. Rebound comes to Brooke Collig. As missing the three there was Catalina Duran. Here comes Fort Recovery with the basketball. Brooke Collig comes down, stops, passing out here to Brenna Holman. Holman goes to Olivia Patch in the lane. Looks, turns around, feeds to Brooke Collig, banks it off the glass, will not go. Rebound Patch up, no good, blocked. And Herr comes down with the basketball. Alyssa Herr with the block and got the ball. 58-36, Fort Recovery leading by 22 in this last regular season game of the year for the Lady Indians. They will finish 17-5 on the year with this win. Down to 2 minutes and 15 seconds to go. Long shot by Mallory Schrader, and she got it. Three-pointer. That gives her a total of 13 points on the day, and it's 58-39. Fort Recovery's lead is now 19. Indians with the ball. Here's Hope Wendell, who has it. She's between the circles. Over to Brooke Collig. Brooke comes down the lane, feeds off to Olivia Patch, firing and hitting. Olivia Patch connects from the right side, giving her 5 points on the day. And that makes it now 60-39. 21-point lead here for Fort Recovery. Left side ball is knocked away, picked back up by McComb. And at 35 left in the game. Once again, thanks to our friends, Brian Bupp and crew at Fort Recovery Lumber, for being our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. Serving Fort Recovery for more than 100 years, here's a three-point shot, good, by Hannah Schrader. And the official calls time to get some subs in. The Lady Indians have Alina Evers in the game now. For them. Also, Paige Fortkamp just came in for Fort Recovery. Here's Brenna Holman with it, passing down low. Underneath to Evers, fires it up, did not go down. Rebounds tipped out of bounds. They say it went off of Maddie Buck for McComb, who's also off the bench in the game right now. Trying to get a lot of kids in here. Here comes the next pass in to Evers, right side to Hope Wendell. Hope passing back out top. Paige Fortkamp on the left to Brenna Holman. Holman back to Fortkamp, right side up, and no good. And out of bounds off Fort Recovery. It'll be McComb's basketball with 57 seconds remaining. Lady Indians leading here 60-42, the last regular season game of the year. Again, their sectional championship game will be next Saturday night at Allen East. We'll have the game for you here on the radio next Saturday night and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. There's a three up and good by Olivia Meals. That gives her 9 points on the day. Fort Recovery with the ball. Macy Day is in there now, too. She has it over to Hope Wendell. Hope in the lane, fires it up, and missed it off the back of the rim. Rebound comes down to McComb. with the basketball as Olivia Meals. On the left side, there is Mallory Schrader driving in, and she is fouled by Macy Day. 23 seconds remaining. It will be not 1-1 yet, so be out of bounds here. Inbounds pass for McComb, down to 20 seconds. Her with the ball, she'll turn, drive, and score. Nice move there by Alyssa Her. She's in double figures for the Lady Panthers today. Here's Brenna Homan coming down, and she's going to be called for traveling. Tried to pass off to Paige Fortkamp, and they say she didn't get rid of it in time. Down to the final 5 seconds. Lady Indians will be 17-5 on the year. A nice year for Fort Recovery. McComb will take it across the timeline. Right side, three-point shot is no good. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery to Hope Wendell, and that's the game. Can't believe they took the score off before I even had a chance to look at it. Well, we may have to add up what the final score is here, but Fort Recovery wins by about 20 points. As the Lady Indians, that's the quickest I've ever seen a scoreboard go black. I mean, it went black in a hurry. We'll be back with more here at the McComb High School to wrap it up, give you all the stats. So don't go away. You're listening to PG14, J Country 101. Actually, we have the IU game for you this afternoon on our AM station at 1440 and 105.3. Finishing up here from McComb High School, Fort Recovery and McComb and high school girls basketball. We'll wrap it up for you in just a moment.
Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. The most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And I'd like to invite you to test drive a Boomer Compact Tractor from New Holland. You'll find there's simply nothing difficult about it. Boomer Compact Tractors are the definition of ease. With intuitive controls, unmatched visibility, easy-to-use transmissions and engines, with a completely automatic emission system. You even get the peace of mind of Boomer Guard 6, the 6-year limited warranty. Test drive a Boomer Compact Tractor today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy will be celebrating with Heart Healthy Screenings. Every Tuesday in February from 7 a.m. till 9 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery will be offering $5 lipid blood panels, blood pressure checks, and medication checkups with a pharmacist. Registration is required. Pre-register with your Kalp Pharmacy pharmacist in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Okay, let's take a look at our final stats. I did figure out the final score was Fort Recovery winning by a score of 60-49 over the McComb Lady Panthers here this afternoon. So congratulations. As I say, the Lady Indians go to a record of 17-5 now as McComb finishes at 7-15. Again, these two teams will play in boys basketball tonight. You can hear that game at FortRecoveryRadio.com. They'll be broadcasting both the reserve and varsity games this evening starting at 6 o'clock here from McComb High School. Many of the fans who came up here for the girls game will be staying all day doing something between games here and come back for the boys game tonight to support the boys team this evening. Fort Recovery was led today by Grace Ten with 25, including a score school tying, a school record tying, seven threes. She had also a two-point goal and two out of two at the free throw line. 25 big points for Grace Ten, going out in style in her last regular season game as a senior. Carly Stone finished with double figures also with 10 points on 5 two-point shots. Val Mullenkamp had 10 on 5 twos. Most of her points came early in the game. Brooke Colleague with 5 points on a three and two out of two at the line. Kiara Wendell had 5 points on a three-pointer and a two-pointer. And Olivia Patch with 5 points on 2 two-point baskets and one out of two at the line for your total of 60 points for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery led 16-13 at the first quarter, led 32-20 at halftime, 49-28 after three, and again the final was 60-47. In Macomb's scoring, they were led by Mallory Schrader with 13. Alyssa Herr had 12 points, 9 for Olivia Meals. It was 5 points for Hannah Schrader and 2 points for Lauren Grubb for their total of 49. Again, they finished their year at 7-15. In the JV game, Fort Recovery had a 37-11 win in that junior varsity contest. They were led by Hope Wendell with 11 points. Also 8 points for Brenna Holman. 7 points for Allie Vaughn. 6 for Paige Fortkamp. 3 points for Macy Day. And 2 for Alina or Elena. What is it?
Elena.
Elena? Elena Evers.
Elena, yeah.
Okay. Brian Patch joins us. Hey, congratulations. Another win in the column.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it. And appreciate you coming all the way up here and doing the game for us. So.
It was kind of a long drive.
I'm sure it was.
Hey, 25 for Grace Ten. Tied the school record with 7 threes.
Tied her own record. That's good.
Yeah. I was hoping you'd leave her in there for 30 more seconds, but
we were thinking about it, and we didn't know how many threes she had because obviously it's not up on the board. We didn't have stats today, but you know, we knew she was shooting it well, and you know, just one of those things. Like I said, I sent out last night to her that, you know, she has every school record at Fort Recovery right now. She had most threes in a game coming into a seven, so she tied her own record. She has most threes in the season right now with 60. And then, so now we're up to, what'd you say, 7? So 1, or 67. And then she had 100 and, I'm thinking 170, I think, threes maybe. I'll have to double check on that one. But she had over 100 some, I think 160, 170 some threes on this, in her career. So 7 more today. And you know, she'd probably go down as probably the best shooter ever for Recovery when you're on all those records.
Who held the previous records? Do you remember?
Well, with this game record, I think it was Tammy Toby, who now is Tammy Luthold, had these at 6, had the record for games, and then Grace broke that the first game against Crestview. I'm thinking Kendra Brunswick then had the threes for maybe a season, I think it was. Her and Holly Stein were right there that Grace had broke. So.
Okay. Well, yeah, I thought I told the fans, hey, she got 7 in her first game, 7 in her last game.
Well, hopefully not. It's not her last.
Well, last in the regular.
Yeah.
Last in the regular season. So.
Yeah. And then hopefully, you know, hopefully she can shoot it that way, you know, in tournament time, because we're going to need her and need her to be big in there, not knowing the situation or status on Kaya, too, who right now is our second best outside shooter with 20-some on the year. So when you lose that as an outside threat, you know, that hurts a lot. And then also her quick hands and stuff on defense and her feet on defense. And so, you know, we'll need Grace to continue to be hot and shoot the ball and be able to get her the ball. But she had a good week of practice shooting it well, and I thought she shot it well Thursday night against Minster and then again today. So,
yeah, absolutely. You mentioned Kaya did not play again today with the stress fracture. Is that going to be a game time situation next week, or are you going to, what are you thinking?
Probably next week. We'll hold her out as much as we can and let her try to get that healed until districts, and hopefully we'll be all right without it, you know, because she's still very tender and ginger to walk, and she tried Thursday walking on it and trying to jump and move a little bit and couldn't. So hopefully another week we'll get it healed up enough to where at least she can go and try to give us some good minutes, and if if not, then, you know, we'll have to kind of leave that up to her a little bit as far as, you know, decision as far as how bad it hurts and so on. And then, you know, as she and I had talked, you know, what she can go through and bear and put weight on the move, and also at the same time is, you know, her being out there, is it helping us or hurting us at that point too? So,
well, I know, you know, if she can, she obviously will be out there, so we'll just wait and see how things go. Remind me, do you know who you're going to play yet, or is that determined by who plays this week?
No, because we had, in our bracket where we're at with Allen East, there was a play-in game and then a bye, and then we were the only one on both sides of our district that didn't have a play-in game, so ours is already determined, and with us being the 2 seed, we ended up getting Ada, so we already know who we have, and we can kind of prep for that all week long. So
that'll be next Saturday. We'll have the game for you here on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com as well. Hey, let's give Macomb a little bit of credit here. They were kind of pesky for you in the early going here today.
Yeah, you know, they're kind of in a similar situation with us. You know, they had, I think they only had like 11 kids, I think it was. And so a lot of the kids that played in varsity also played in JV. And, you know, that one thing I told our kids there as they were watching them, and, you know, our JV handed it to them a little bit. You know, our kids, I think, felt like it was going to be easy. And that's what I told them was, you know, kids play different in a JV game than when they're in a varsity game. You know, sometimes, you know, they don't care as much because for them it doesn't matter or doesn't seem to be as important. So they kind of go through the motions a little bit more in the JV game and instead of a varsity game, and they play harder. And, you know, they definitely play a lot harder in the varsity game. And part of that, I think, too, was, you know, we kind of were going through the motions at first. But in the second half, I thought we cleaned it up and pushed our, I think, 12-point lead at halftime up to quickly to, I think, 24, 23, something like that, fairly quickly, and because we were doing the right things and at that point. So, but, you know, they came back, and a lot of credit, they were in some shots there towards the end and continued to play hard. So, and that's what you want with your kids.
Well, the tournament is, as we've talked about, coming up next week. Again, the sectional championship game is on Saturday, and it's on to the district at Wapakoneta, and probably headed for a collision with Minster, we hope, in the championship game of the district. And I think you proved last Thursday you can play with those guys, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, hopefully that's what happens. You know, you can't look ahead, and that's kind of what we talked about in there. It's now, you know, you're play one, and if you don't play well enough, you have a chance to go home. And so that's got to be our mentality of, you know, don't take anyone for granted and play hard and take care of business and just look at one game at a time and don't be trying to look ahead. And you know, so as coaches, I know that's what we'll be working on, and we'll be hopefully ready to go, you know, from that mentality standpoint. But, you know, I know for the kids' standpoint, they would like to have that rematch a little bit, and hopefully we have a chance to get it and be ready to go.
Absolutely. Well, hey, congratulations again on a very nice year, 17-5 overall this year, and hopefully several tournament games still to go. We hope a lot of tournament games still to go. Wish you the best of luck in the games coming up.
All right, thanks, Rob. I appreciate it.
That's Brian Patch, head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Lady Indians defeat Macomb today, way up here at Macomb, Ohio, which is west of Findlay, about an hour and 45 minutes from Fort Recovery, where the score was 60-47. Fort Recovery defeating the Macomb Lady Panthers. Again, the JV game, Fort Recovery also won 37-11. Again, the leading scores for the varsity, Grace 10 with 25, including a school record-tying 7 threes, 10 points apiece for Carly Stone and Val Mollenkamp. For the reserve team, they were led by Hope Wendell with 11, 8 for Brenna Holman, and 7 for Allie Vaughn. That does wrap up our coverage this afternoon. We thank you so much for listening. Thanks to our studio producers, again, Lindsey Green at our studio back in Portland, and Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com here at the game site. And don't forget, you can hear the boys game tonight, both the reserve and varsity games this evening, on FortRecoveryRadio.com with Fort Recovery and Macomb right here at Macomb High School, just in case you don't want to drive an hour and 45 minutes to come up and see the game. They'll have it for you on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Here on our stations for Portland, we'll have Jay County basketball, Jay County and Homestead coming up this evening at 6 o'clock. That's going to wrap it up for us this afternoon. Again, as soon as we play the closing here, we'll go to IU basketball on PG14, J Country 101 Radio. Good afternoon, everybody.
special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.